Welcome to another day of revival. Every day is revival in our lives if we just allow it to be. Father, I just thank you and I praise you and I give you all honor and I give you all glory. You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and you are truly in our midst this day. You see each and every heart here this morning, Father God. You know each and every need. I'm asking you, Father God, to complete the works that you started. I'm asking you, Father God, to show grace, more grace and more grace. I'm asking you, God, to open up the spiritual ears so they can hear what you're speaking into their ears this day. And Father, I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning I'm going to show a video first. And this video is to the nation, the lukewarm, the righteous, and the wicked. Now, I want you to listen to this video carefully. Don't be distracted by anything that's going on around about you. What this man has to say in this video is what God's been teaching you through me for the last couple of years. Some of you, it didn't sink in. So now I want you to listen to what this guy is saying, because it's all God. It's a prophetic word that God gave him and he gave to his church. We have been at the crossroads for quite some time now. And God has called you to cross over. Some of you didn't cross over. Now you're going to have to pay the price for not crossing over when God asked you to. Now, I'm not saying you can't cross over, but I would really be checking myself this morning to see where I'm at with God, to see what God's doing with me, and to make sure that I'm lined up with God. You know, God has been dealing with, he said he's been trying to get the families to be families. And I don't know about you, but as I look around at people, I see all kind of chaos going on in families. I see relationships breaking up. I see the enemy moving in and doing things that, you know, should not be done in a Christian home. And so that tells me that somewhere along the line, you know, the blood hasn't been applied properly. And we really have to be about the Father's business. Now, God has said that he's going to break some relationships up that are not good for us. And then he's also going to bring relationships together that we thought would never be together. And then some relationships that are together, he's going to strengthen. So I don't know what category you are in, but you're in one of those. So I just want you to be honest with yourself. See, if you aren't honest with yourself, you're never going to grow in Christ. And you're going to always be on the outside looking in. So I want you to be honest with yourself. And this is where it all starts, is being honest with yourself. And then from that point on, you can grow. So Nancy, go ahead and show that video. And I want you to please don't get distracted. Don't go to the bathroom. Listen to what God is saying through this young man.
God said, release this word of the Lord to this house tonight. I'm going to read it to you. That's how God told me to do it. I've never done that before. It's a little different for me, but it's the direction that I feel that God wants to release this word tonight in that manner. This prophecy tonight is going to deal with the nation. It's going to deal with the lukewarm. It's going to deal with the righteous. And it's going to deal with the wicked. If it doesn't apply to you, don't apply it to yourself. It starts out negative and it ends positive. So I don't want you feel like, well, there's no hope when you begin to hear this word of the Lord. But this is something that God has very, very clearly spoken to my spirit. And I want you to hear what God has to say tonight to us as the body of Christ. The Lord says that I am now taking hold of the reins of the nations in the earth and of my body and the church. The season of men being in charge is over, and I am now going to perform my word of my prophets that they have declared for generations. To those in my house who are believers but have left your first love, either return unto me your passion, or I'm going to remove your candlestick. And I will give it to another, And the light of my presence will no longer be in your life because you did not value the presence of the Lord. For Christians who no longer value my presence anymore and are lukewarm, and my house has not been a priority in your lives, I am going to withdraw from you this coming year, says the Lord. I have blessed the lukewarm, hoping that my blessings would make you love me more and want to spend time with me, but you have fallen in love with my blessings instead of me. I am now going to remove my protection that I have had in your lives and in your house and over your family, says the Lord. And when you cry out to me, I will not answer you in that day. My people have run after preachers and prophets who have lied to them and said it's all right to be lukewarm and not committed to me and make peace with sin in your life. They have said I am only a God of grace and mercy, and though I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked, I also take no pleasure in my people who honor me with their lips, but not with their hearts. For Christians who have known my holy presence and have been filled with my spirit, but have put no value on that privilege, I am 2018 beginning to remove my presence from them, and they will no longer even feel convicted for the ways that they go in that are no longer right. I have never asked my children to be perfect, just to be holy, not to love the world or the things that are in the world, but to love me first. When the lukewarm have sold their souls for in the church, I am now going to take from them. I'm going to give it to my children who have lived for me at any cost. There's going to be a great change in the value system in the house of God. I am not releasing this word, says the Lord, because I'm looking for people to repent. I am releasing this word because I am absolving myself of the blood of the lukewarm on the day that you stand and look in the eyes of your holy Father. So he who is holy, let him be holy still, and he who is unclean, let him be unclean. Starting in the year 2018, I'm going to begin to remove many churches in this nation who have made my house a house of merchandise and have caused my presence to be hid from my sheep. For my house shall be called a house of prayer, says the Lord, and not a den of thieves. My house shall be a hospital, saith the Lord. It shall be filled with the bruised, the broken, and the needy. And though my house has been filled with many, it's not been filled with those whom my spirit has reached out to. This final move I am now releasing in the earth, says the Lord. It is not a move that's going to have mixture, but it will be a move of the pure presence of myself and of the Shekinah glory of God. I am now releasing my glory and my presence in the earth because the harvest is now ready, says the Lord, and I have been waiting for laborers to put the harvest in. I now say unto the church that I have enough labor, says God, to bring the harvest into the house of the Lord. So in 2018, says the Lord, for many houses, your walls will have to be pushed out, saith God. For there's an army of men and women that are getting ready to come into the house of the Lord. And for those that are labor, saith God, your labor in my work has not been in vain. But the joy of the Lord shall be in thee as you watch, saith God, them come in. Not by the hundreds and not by the thousands, but by the millions they shall come into the United States of America and to other nations, and my house shall again be called the house of prayer. As I now begin to release my glory in the nation, there are going to be massive crowds, an abundant supply of financial resources. Great signs and wonders shall not only be in my church, but they shall begin to be released in Congress and in government, saith God, and in places of leadership throughout the world. I have withheld signs and wonders and miracles because the counterfeit church has made a God out of them and sought them and counterfeited them and would not give me glory. In 2018, there shall be a beginning of the greatest supernatural display of the glory of God that man has ever seen. You shall stand in amazement, saith God, and even the stories that have been told to you by another generation shall not be able to measure up to that I am getting ready to release in my body of Christ for the glory of the the law. For it is my honor, saith God, to display the muscle and the power of my mind. And though I have been limited, saith God, I am now no longer limited. For I have an army of believers who have risen up in faith and who have declared our God can do anything. The days of the devil and his servants putting a muzzle on my people are over. I now saith the Lord that I'm going to put great men in places of tremendous influence in the nations. They will speak with such authority and power that the enemy will not be able to be challenged. And the voices of them that have stood on your televisions and said that God is dead and that righteousness is evil and evil is righteousness, God says, I'm going to smite them. I'm going to declare war on the devil and his kingdom and his servants who have tried to destroy me and my people, saith the Lord. 2018, saith God, will be known and remembered as a year of death in the United States for the wicked who have been a mouthpiece for Satan and also for false prophets, hirelings and wolves in sheep's clothing and the lukewarm. God says, I am physically going to remove men and women. And when you get up in the coming years, saith the Lord, you shall be amazed at the names that are going to begin to leave the earth that have tried to devour and detour the power and the glory of the Lord. I'm going to replace them with men who have never been heard and women who have been silenced by the enemy. They shall stand and speak under the wisdom and the power of God. And even your news channel, saith the Lord, shall begin to give them coverage of what God is saying in this hour. In 2018, though it will be a year of death for the wicked, God says it will be remembered as a year of rebirth and life for the righteousness. I now speak as the eternal Father of heaven, says the Lord. For decades, my son Jesus Christ has been ridiculed, discredited, mocked, and ignored by the wicked and have not been given honor and reverence by the lukewarm. God says, I am now, hallelujah, in this coming year, in this nation and in nations around the world, I'm going to vindicate my son Jesus Christ. I'm going to lift him up and his name, and it will be a name above all names in heaven and in earth, saith the Lord. And the name of Jesus again will be on the lips of men and women that are righteous in this country. And the days of maligning God, saith the Lord, are coming to an end. God says, I'm going to bankrupt sports in the year of 2018. It shall be the beginning. God says, I'm coming against Hollywood. God says, I'm coming against the NFL. God says, I'm coming against professional sports, and they will never recover what they have had in times past. At the same time, saith the Lord, there's going to be a spirit of honor that's going to descend upon the house of God, and I'm going to redeem the integrity of my people and my ministry, saith the Lord. And in the house of God, it shall be known as a house of integrity, righteousness, and power by my spirit. Starting now and continuing to the year of 2018, I'm going to answer long-term prayers of the righteous, both in the spirit and in the natural. For years, saith the Lord, my children have prayed to me, petitioned me, asked me, and commanded me. Yet I have been silent until they wondered, God, do you even hear us? Yes, I have heard you, O righteous children. And not only am I going to answer your prayers in the spirit, there's going to be revival and glory and restoration. 2018 shall be a year of natural blessing upon the house of God. The Lord says moving companies are not going to have enough trucks to handle the amount that the righteous are going to move from one home to another. I'm going to take businesses, saith the Lord. I'm going to transfer their ownership and their deed. I'm going to give it to men that have struggled but have tithed and have stood on the things of God and held on on to the word of the Lord. 2018 will be a year of great reward to those who with their sacrifice and faith have proved to me, whether I answered your prayers or not, that you would love me and serve me till you died. And if you died, your prayers not answered, that praise would still be upon your lips as you crossed over from this world to the next. I'm going to command the enemy, saith the Lord, to release and restore all that he has stolen from the righteous men and women in the earth, so that the word of the Lord shall be fulfilled that declares the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. And though they faint because their name's on the deed that it belongs to them, God says, I've had this generation of wicked men just become caretakers to nurture and to take care and to grow the prosperity that I'm getting ready to release unto the house of the Lord. God says your prayers have ascended unto the throne room of the Lord, and I am now preparing thee a house and a habitation that shall be beautiful, and you shall be set as a city upon a hill that shall not be hid. And oh, that in that day, saith God, mortgages shall be burned, and the righteous, hallelujah, shall bring the power of God back into the house. There will be such an abundance of the presence of God, though that money and resources, that we will have to tell people, enough, enough. The coffers are overflowing, for my earth, hell, is full of my possessions, saith the Lord, and I own the cattle on 1,000 hills. Do not think because I've been silent that I've not heard your voice, but on the year of the Lord has been attuned to the cry of my people. And now I stand this day, saith God, and I flex a muscle of my arm, and I declare unto the earth that it's mine, the church is mine, man is mine. I made man, he did not make me, and my word will not return unto me void. This move that you're going to see with thine eyes is not a pruning of my house, saith the Lord, but it is a cleansing, saith God. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. The Lord says, I'm not going to judge those who have sinned out of weakness. My mercy shall cover thee. But he said, I'm going to judge those in this nation and in my house who sinned out of choice and rebellion and have rejected the ways of God. Grace, saith the Lord, and judgment shall flow two rivers at the same time from my throne. One shall be to the righteous whom the world has mocked and ridiculed, and the other shall be to the wicked who says there is no God. Oh, know this, saith the Lord, that when the trumpet sounds, all they shall wish they had been as the righteous, for the favor of the Lord is now upon my people in the year 2018, saith the Lord. And though they reap the plagues of Egypt of the first few, God says, I declare that from this day on, I am setting, saith the Lord, a fence around godly families. And I make a commitment to you, says the Lord, and an oath that cancer shall not cross over, death shall not cross over, disease shall not cross over, and the devourer shall not cross over. For there is favor upon the righteous in the year of 2018. And while there grows darkness in their nation, there shall be light in the land of the righteous. And the spirit of heaviness that the enemies put on you, saith the Lord, I take it off, and I put on you the garment of praise. My word is going to be fulfilled because I do not lie, and my word will not return unto me void. And for those that have served me for generations and for decades and have wondered, God, if this is all there is, know, my son and daughter, that no, this is just the beginning of what is being released. So choose me, saith the Lord, choose me, and know that the arm of flesh will fail you, but the arm of the Almighty shall sustain thee forever, saith the Lord. For there have been many that before men were ashamed of me. God says, I can no longer have people who will be ashamed of me before men. I need my church, saith the Lord, to take a public declaration from this day on, regardless of the cost, that I am going to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. The last move of the Lord will never be to the lukewarm. It will be to the unsaved, and it will be to the righteous. And God says, I am withdrawing my conviction
reaching for those that have heard me, and I pleaded with them that did not come. God says, you say there's time. I say there is no time for the lukewarm. There is for the righteous, and there is the unsaved. But the Lord says, what I am releasing is so precious and so glorious that I cannot allow it to be put on people who put value, who don't put value on it. God says, there is a wind of rest that I'm beginning to blow, and I am blowing rest upon the lives of you faithful men and women that have been so depleted from the battle. Today, I am taking the sword out of thy hand, and I am putting the banner of righteousness and praise upon thee. And the war is coming to an end with evil in your life. For the unsaved that are in your family, God says, part of my heritage to you is that before 2018 is out, that many of you are going to stand in this church with your unsaved seed standing beside you, and they're going to give their hearts to the Lord. God said, I am bringing healing to the rifts of families, and there's a bond of unity and love that's getting ready to hit the house of the Lord. And as the Lord says, I am not angry with thee today that I am releasing this word, because I am now moving and man is no longer in charge. And God says, I want you to be in my house. I want you to be in my kingdom. I want to open the windows of heaven on you, and I want to bless you. I'm not angry. You are my love. I take no death in the pleasure in the death of the wicked. What I have is so valuable that what I'm going to give to committed people is of such price that I can only give to people who by faith have declared value of me. I have not forgotten the rejections, the sufferings, the embarrassments that you have endured for being a Christian. Know this, saith the Lord, there has been a voice of evil that has spoken in this nation. God says, I'm going to muzzle that voice, and there's going to be a voice of righteousness loose. And God says, you will sit in front of your television, news stations, and you will look at one another in amazement and say, I cannot believe what I'm hearing. Because God said, I'm lifting up men that I'm going to confirm, says the Lord, that it's not the days of preaching anymore. It is the day of demonstration. And though there will be preaching in the house, God said it will not have the preeminence that it's had, but God said the greatest preaching is going to come forth. There's going to be a confirming of the word with signs and wonders following. The Lord says it's going to even be on little children that I'm going to hit classrooms. I am invading the school system of the United States of America. And these lies, saith the Lord, that have infiltrated and have been taught. God said, I'm going to remove professors and teachers that have taught children that which is not true. And because they've stood in my classroom and taught this generation what is not true, God said, I am releasing a righteous sound. The Lord also says the flag of this nation shall not fall to the ground in infancy and embarrassment. But the Lord said, I'm raising it back up. And as you've honored the flag, saith the Lord, thou hast honored me. And know this, saith God, I breathe on you. I breathe on you life. I breathe on you joy. I breathe on you peace. And may the God of peace be upon thee. My children, may you receive my word today, saith the Lord.
Well, I listened to you. You amened all the good parts, and you was real quiet with the bad parts. You have to receive the good with the bad. Amen. As you heard, some people are in trouble in the body of Christ. He said he gave this to the nation, the lukewarm, the righteous, and the wicked. I'm just going to recap what he said. He said, and I was going to put the shoe up and forgot the shoe. He said, if this doesn't apply to you, then don't apply it to yourself. He didn't want the listener to feel like there was no hope, because there is hope. He stated that God is now taking hold of the reins in the church and the nation. A couple years ago, God told me that first it was God, then he sent Jesus, then he sent the Holy Spirit, and now it's back to God again. And God is in control. The church has trampled over Jesus, trampled over the Holy Spirit, has made God very upset. Now God has been on the scene, and he's been correcting the body of Christ. And I can stand here and say that the body of Christ has not taken that correction. All right, this young man said that either you return to your first love or God is going to remove your candlesticks and he will give it to another. I have given you so many of my testimonies to try to encourage you not to go down the roads I went down, but you still went down the roads and you stayed down there. You didn't regroup and come back again. And this is what has gotten you in trouble. God is going to remove your light because you did not value the presence of the Lord. God has been blessing the lukewarm, but no more. See, this is what happened. He kept pouring out his love to the lukewarm, and they think, oh, well, you know, I might as well just keep doing what I'm doing because God's still blessing me. Well, no more. He is now going to remove his protection he has had in your life, over your family, over your finances, and when you cry out to God, he will not answer you. 2018 is the year that God is going to remove his presence from you, and you will no longer feel convicted when you sin. If you've been one that you sinned willingly, knowing that that it was wrong, then you're not going to be convicted anymore. And that's a very bad place to be, a very bad place to be. God has never asked his children to be perfect, just holy. And how long has God been pouring that into us that we have to be a holy generation? God is not releasing this word so you repent. He is releasing this word because he is absolving himself from the blood of the lukewarm. If you're lukewarm, you know, he just pulled himself away from you. He said, let him who is holy be holy still, and he who is unclean, let him be unclean still. 2018 will see God removing many churches. He stated that his house should be a house of prayer and a hospital with a bruised and bleeding within. This is why, if you have a staff, that they should be living holy and living for God 100%, walking in this spirit, so that whenever the bruised and the bleeding are sent into the house of God, they can be ministered to. Because if you're messed up, you can't help anybody. 2018 will see no mixture in the house of God, but only the pure Shekinah glory of God. 2018 will see a supernatural move of God all across the land. You know, God's been dealing with us for a couple years now, getting the Lighthouse Church ready for this mighty move of God. Now, either you got ready or you didn't get ready. Either you're walking in holiness or you're not walking in holiness. Either your foundation is love or it's not love. You know, I don't care how many hours a day you pray. If you can't love your husband, your wife, or your children, then you're wasting your time. Because, you know, God said there's too many people living glass houses throwing stones. You instead, you're looking at somebody else's faults and flaws. You need to start looking at your own. Then you won't see the other person's faults and their flaws. He said 2018 will see a supernatural move of God all across the land. And 2018 will see the total release of God's glory, for now is the time. God's glory is going to be released totally and completely in 2018. God has been giving me personal prophetic words that are really awesome at what he's going to do with the Lighthouse Church. He's also telling me I'll be surprised who won't be here when the glory falls. So I didn't ask him who won't, because I really don't want to know. I'm just going to go ahead and let God do what he has to do, because I've done all I can do. I've lived a life before you. I've given you the word. And even though it's been a hard word, it's still the word you needed. And sometimes I needed so we could grow and be the strong towers that God can send others into. God said he now has enough laborers to send out into the harvest field. I was excited about that. 2018 will see many churches enlarging their walls to receive the ones God is sending in. 2018 will see massive crowds and an abundance of finances to do God's work. And God just spoke to me and said, our new building is there. And he's always told me that whenever we get a new building, we won't have to worry about the finances because the finances will be there. If you have a ministry and you expect God to bless it, you better be walking in total and complete holiness. Your foundation better be love. And all strife and envy and jealousy have to be removed from your life, or he is not going to bless your ministry. It's going to fall. It's just flat going to fall. If you can't stand when the storms come, how are you going to help somebody else to stand? Come on, guys. He said 2018 will be the year of death to the wicked, lukewarm, and false prophets and hirelings. Remember, 5 years ago, God said the false prophets were on the scene. So they've been here for quite some time. When I first got born again, he said we're living in the days of Noah. And you know, and the world just keeps getting darker and darker and darker, right? But God said he would keep us when this gross darkness hit the land. How many people believe in God to keep them? Or are you believing for man to keep you? Then he said 2018... we'll see many leave this earth. And right before the man said this, because I listened to Take the Notes, I heard some are getting ready to cross over. And then God said, over to where is the question? So, you know, before the man ever said it, God spoke to me and said, many are getting ready to die. And if I was you, I would make sure every second of every day, I would make sure my life was right so that when I crossed over, it would be into heaven and not into hell. Amen. You can have envy, jealousy, and strife. Because if you do and you die, you're not going to go to heaven. You have to get rid of all this junk. He said 2018 will be remembered as the rebirth of the righteous. In other words, you know, we've been living a righteous life. We've been doing everything God's told us to do, you know, and the enemy's been plaguing us and on all sides, but God is going to get rid of that devil. And we're going to come forth in might and power, and we're going to do the great and mighty things God's called us forth to do. 2018 will see God vindicating his son, Jesus Christ, and God will lift Jesus and his name up. And many years ago, God told me he is so tired of the body of Christ because they are trampling over the blood of his son, Jesus. Now he's vindicating Jesus. 2018, the spirit of honor will descend on the house of God. The house of God should be known as a house of integrity, righteousness, and power by God's spirit. 2018, God is going to answer long-term prayers of the righteous, both in the spirit and in the natural. So all these prayers you've held up before the Father, and you thought he wasn't listening, he's finally going to answer them. Amen. I think the word for today was now. Today. Now is the time. Today. 2018 will be a year of natural blessing upon the house of God. 2018 is a year of revival and restoration. 2018 will see people moving from state to state to be where God wants them located for this mighty move. And God's been saying that for a long time. I'm going to start moving people from state to state. And, you know, but people weren't moving. But God told us through this young man that 2018 would be the time. You know, I have a few people email me, should I move? I don't know if you should move. God isn't telling me. You need to seek God's face because you need to be the one that has to know whether or not God wants you to move. 2018 will be a year of great reward to those who proved to God that you loved him, whether he answered your prayers or not, that you would love him and serve him until you died. And I know some of you in here, you've had that before, God. You know, you say, God, I'll just serve you no matter what you do. And God even asked us one time, if I never did another thing for you, never blessed you, never did another thing for you, would you still serve me? Sad to say, the answer most people is no. Because you won't serve a God that won't bless you. 2018, God commands the enemy to release all he has stolen from the righteous so that the wealth of the wicked that is stored up for the righteous will come to pass. Hasn't God been telling us that he's already sent a mandate into hell to release our blessings? He told us that. Now are you going to believe it? 2018, the righteous will bring the power of God back into the house. There will be such an abundance of the presence of God. And that I've been waiting for that for a long time. 2018, God is going to show man that he made man. Man did not make God, and his word shall not return unto him void. You know, you have to live a righteous, holy life no matter what your family is doing or saying. You cannot compromise your walk with God. I just spoke to somebody in my house last night. I said, I know you all think I'm crazy because all I talk about is God. And what God will do and what God won't do. And I said, but one day you're going to wake up and find out that I am right and you're wrong. And in that day, you're going to have tears in your eyes because you're going to know that you've missed out on so much with the Father. Because people do that. Say, all you ever talk about is God. Well, all you ever talk about is the devil. All you ever act out is the devil. Right? So if you think that you have the right to act out your God, then I have a right to talk about my God. All right, 2018, this thing God is doing is not a pruning of his house. It is a cleansing. And it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. And you'll find that Hebrews 10, wasn't it? In Hebrews 10. I thought it was neat that it said it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Because, you know, the devil has all these idols, all these false gods, these dead gods. 2018, God is not going to judge those who sinned out of weakness. His mercy will cover them. But he is going to judge those who sinned out of choice and rebellion and have rejected the ways of God. In other words, you knew what was right, but still you did wrong. God is judging you in this season. It doesn't matter whether you think this is right or not. This is God, and he can do what he wants to do. And in this house, you have been warned and forewarned too many times to go ahead and keep on sinning. The word has been thrown out there at you over and over and over again, but still you sinned. So you can't blame God. You can't blame me. There's only one person to blame. That's yourself. Amen. All right, then he said, 2018, we'll see two rivers flow from God's throne. One is grace and one is judgment. 2018, God is placing a fence around godly families. And he's making a commitment to them that no plague shall come near thy dwelling place. And I thought that was exciting. Amen. All this junk that the enemy's been throwing at us, he won't be able to throw no more. But it's a godly family, not a lukewarm family, a godly family. 2018 will see great favor on the righteous. Even though there is gross darkness, it will not touch the righteous. 2018, well, I really think this is when Isaiah 54:17 is going to come to pass, where no weapon formed against you shall prosper. From what God has told me, he's going to put such a hedge around us that the enemy can't touch us no more. And all the infirmities and everything else he places on our, that the enemy has been able to place in our body, he won't be able to place in our bodies anymore. Because God has such a powerful presence around us to protect us. 2018 will see God's word completely filled and his word will not return unto him void. Completely filled. Did you catch that? Completely filled. Everything God has spoken to you is going to be completely filled. Not halfway, but completely filled. In 2018, this is not all there is of God. There is so much more than we have seen and heard. And haven't we been waiting for this great time? I don't know about you, but I have. 2018, this last move of God is not to the lukewarm. It is to the unsaved and the righteous. Isn't that what God's been telling us? 2018, God is withdrawing conviction from the lukewarm, for your sins will no longer convict you. You will think everything is okay. 2018, we'll see a wind of rest upon the faithful men and women of God. He has taken the sword out of your hand, and he is putting a garment of praise on you, and the war against evil is coming to an end in your life. I just said that earlier. See that? He's taking the sword because I said, God, how I'm always fighting the devil. How can I do anything else for you? I'm always fighting the devil. But right here he says, you will see a wind of rest upon the faithful men and women of God. He has taken the sword out of your hand, and he is putting a garment of praise on you, and the war against evil is coming to an end in your life. 2018 will see your unsaved loved ones standing in church with you. That excited me. In fact, he told me that the other day. He said, did I not tell you? This is where I heard this. Did I not tell you that all of your children would serve me? He said, quit your walking in doubt and unbelief in that area. So if he's given you a word that all your children would serve him, I don't care what kind of word God gave you. If he gave you a word, it is yes and it's amen, and it's going to come to pass in this year. All right? He said God did not release his word because he was angry. He wants you to be blessed. He is not angry with the righteous. We are his loved ones, and he takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked. He's forewarning us all over again. The speaker talked about the year of the Lord, and so what is the year of the Lord? And I looked that up. The year when the Lord will show his favor, it's called the favorable year of the Lord. The year of the Lord's goodwill, the year of the Lord's good pleasure, and the year of Jubilee. That's what the year of the Lord is. Amen. We can walk in that. And Isaiah 61:3 says, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Why? That they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. God is doing all this for the righteous so that God may be glorified. And people who have come, we see many people come through these doors. And God told me when I first started, this church would have a swinging door. People would come and go. And we're a hospital, and our job is to minister to them, to heal them, and then God will send them forth to do the works he wants them to do. So everything that God is calling us to do is to glorify him, not to glorify us or give us recognition. So then beauty for ashes is talking about the resurrection from the flesh to a spiritual body. Where he's resurrecting us from the flesh to a spiritual body. Today, God wants to give us beauty for ashes. And Genesis 3:19 says, in the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground. For out of it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you shall return. We don't want ashes or flesh any longer, do we? No. Some of you are sitting there thinking, I don't know what she just said. Amen. God said he would give us beauty for ashes. So out of the dust we were formed. And so God wants us to get rid of the ashes or the flesh. He wants us to be spiritual. We want the spiritual body we were meant to have. See, years ago, 3-4 years ago, God said, there's no more religion. From now on, it's spirit calling to spirit. And only the ones that are spiritual are going to hear from the Father. And only the ones that are walking in the spirit are going to be used by God. Now, either you believed him or you didn't, and I guarantee you most of you did not. Because I still see you walking in your flesh. I still see religion ruling and reigning in your life. You have to get rid of religion that is not of God. It isn't. You know, God called this revival broken and spilled out. And really, he's trying to break us and spill us out. He's trying to get us to a place where we will be steadfast in him and we will no longer be blown around by every wind and doctrine that comes our way. He wants us to be so broken and spilled out that it doesn't matter what comes our way. We will praise the Father. We will give him the honor and we will give him the glory. And you know, if you're self-seeking, God is not going to bless you. Every time you have a meeting, if you're a leader, every time you have a meeting, at the end of the meeting, you should go quietly and say, Father, thank you for what you did here today. Because without you, it would have never happened. But see, we don't do that. We take all the glory and all the honor because look what I put together. Look what I did. Are you listening? You didn't do anything. If you did do it, then you did it in your flesh, religion, and it wasn't in the spirit. I'm hoping and praying that each one of you have learned one thing, and that is you always put God in the mix. Always put God. If you put God in the mix, you can't fail. You can have the best speakers in the house, but if God is not in the mix, it doesn't do any good. People just hear something nice and then they forget about it. It does not move them to compassion. Amen. And see, we have to have compassion if we're going to help the brokenhearted. If we're going to help the depressed and the oppressed, we're going to have compassion on a lost and a dying world. If we're going to help them when they walk through the door, they're going to walk through the door stinking, cussing, drinking, smoking. You know, and if you don't have compassion for those, you are not one of God's children. You have to have. I don't care how mad somebody makes me. My compassion starts rising up and I start helping them. It's because that's how God is. It doesn't matter how angry you make God, his compassion for you rises up. And he ministers to you through that compassion. So what are you doing in your walk with God? How are you ministering? You have to minister to everyone. First of all, your family. I ministered my family all the time. First of all, you have to minister to your family. If you don't minister to them, how are you going to go outside your home and minister to anybody? If you can't show love to your family, how are you going to go out and show it to the lost and dying world? You can't. You really can't. It's not a godly ministering that you're doing. It just isn't. So I'm really imploring each one of you this morning here to really think about what you really do in your walk with God and how you do it and why you do it. I do it because God called me and I'm scared to death to quit. I have a fear of the Lord and I don't want to go to hell. Amen. But why do you do it? Do you do it for recognition? Do you do it to show other people, see, I had something in me all along? Why do you do it? Do you do it hoping somebody will slip you a check for $1,000? You know what I'm saying? What if you never received anything for serving God? Why are you in this? Believe me, it really has no benefits except heaven. It really doesn't. Because you labor and you labor. And you labor, but you never labor in vain because you're laboring for the Father. If you read Paul, and I know that's why God put Paul in the Bible, so we could relate to Paul. He had everything, lost everything to serve Jesus, spent most of his time in prison, most of his time being beat, most of his time running and hiding. But he never quit serving God once he started. He endured whatever came his way, all the persecutions. He endured all that and kept on serving God. Tonight, this is morning, isn't it? This morning, God really wants you to really sit and think about, what am I doing for the Father and why am I doing it? And why did I waste so much time doing nothing except feeling sorry for myself? All right? There isn't one of us in here this morning who haven't had time where we felt sorry for ourselves. We need to quit that. We can no longer feel sorry for ourselves because it's not you, it's the Christ in you that people are after anyhow. You know that. This was really a hard word that God gave this young man. But it just summed up everything God's been saying to us for a couple of years now. Now, I was hoping by you listening to somebody else say it, that you would believe it and take it into your spirit. And that's another thing. If you're in a ministry, you're going to find out you'll just wear yourself out teaching. And they sit there and look at you like, duh. And then a couple months later, they say, I you know what I heard? It was so wonderful. It was just everything I've already taught you. But somebody else said it. The prophet has no honor in his own church. Amen. So, the altar call is to get rid of your flesh and to get into the spirit and be a vessel of honor that God can work through. And if you have a problem loving somebody, then you need to get that straightened out before you go any further in your walk with God. Any further. You have to get that straightened out. Because what Satan's going to do, he's going to use that one little thing in your closet. And when you least expect it, he's going to pop that thing up and embarrass you and God. So God wants us to get that thing straightened out this morning. He wants us totally, completely cleansed when you leave here. So that anything he asks you to do will be a holy thing. And you will no longer have to be concerned, am I going to drop dead this second and go to hell? You can't be out there drinking and carousing and profess to be a child of God. You can't do that. You can't be out there cussing and carrying on and watching pornography and all this. You can't do that and profess to be a child of God. He just said that was lukewarm. And God's done with lukewarmness. So the altar's open. If there's anybody here who feels like they really need to get it right, totally right, then that's who I want to come to the altar. And don't worry about what people might say about you. You need to worry about what God's saying about you. You need to be concerned about where you're going to spend eternity. My God's been preparing you guys for a long time to be leaders in the house of God. It's time that we are steadfast and sure in our walk with him. It's time that we really surrender all to him this morning. That's it. Just give yourself to God right now.